Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yo, so I used to live in Arkansas, and I was a budding musician myself, and I had been playing bass for like 10 years.
My man.
So I was really, yeah, and I was starting to use effects, and I happened to be so lucky to live right above the landlords of the apartment complex, and it was an old Scottish couple, and like about every two or three days, I'd get a knock on the door, why are you being so loud again? And then one time I had a friend over, and he was playing with me. And there's a knock on the door. They were both standing outside, and they both said, there are two of you. And it was, it was like a movie.
How many times do you think they paid you a visit?
I think probably at least 9.
Wow. Damn. And okay. Did they ever threaten to kick you out, or did they just ask, why are you being so loud?
Yeah, 3 times before they finally did, they told me that. But I couldn't turn it down. It was on 0.2. Like, you know what I mean? It's a bass.
Yeah, there's a point where it looks like you can turn it down more, but as soon as you touch that button, it's gone, right?
Yeah.
That is a problem, totally. Man. What, are you from Arkansas originally, or did you volunteer to go there?
I'm originally from West Virginia, actually. Fairmont, West Virginia.
Oh, God.
Which is worse to you, West Virginia or Arkansas? Because, honestly, I'd move to West Virginia before I moved to Arkansas.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Yann's Hot Dogs closed down, man.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
I said, I think Yann's Hot Dogs in Fairmont closed down.
Man, it did. I was actually just back there. I had some family issues. I was back there, and I went to go to Yann's Hot Dogs, and I showed up to a closed building, and I was sorely depressed.
Yeah. What makes Yann's Hot Dogs special?
The chili.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The chili, yeah. It's made of dog food.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean,
secret is the Alpo.
But it was like famous. People drive for miles to go to that place.
Really?
It's one dude in a window. Yeah.
Oh, seriously, it's
and
like that
when you, when he makes X amount of dogs a day, and when it sells out, well, not anymore, but it used to be when it would sell out, like, that's, he's done.
Peace, yeah, yeah, like, I'm out. Door's closed, yeah. like a barbecue place. What? But it's freaking hot dogs. Like, you can't make more hot dogs.
Was the chili as questionable as he's saying? I'm sure it was good.
No, it was great. It was basically a soup kitchen hot dog chili.
Soup kitchen, no beans. Perfect.
Meat. The one thing about Yann's was this is kind of crazy. You guys have seen a big, like a pepperoni stick before it's cut into slices.
Yeah.
Hanging from the ceiling and all that crap. One of his techniques was he would butterfly that pepperoni stick down the middle.
Okay.
And he would use that as the stir in the beef chili.
Oh, nice.
So all of the pepperoni grease would go into the chili, which gave it a pork grease flavor on a meat chili.
I'm in.
It was freaking unbelievable. I mean, man, you'd look at that pot. And there was an inch of grease on top. It looked like, you know, he poured like a bottle of red wine on top of it.
Right.
He just stir it with that big pepperoni stick.
You ever heard about Martinsville, the NASCAR track?
Yeah. It's a little short oval. It's
supposed to be super famous for the chili dog.
Huh.
Same thing. Like, that's what you do. You go to Martinsville, you got to get this chili dog.
Now I'm in the mood for chili dogs, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Julian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this would have been a couple of years ago. I was living in Bellingham. I was dating a girl going to school at the time, and we had just moved into an apartment in a pretty quiet part of town. And our next door neighbor was the most annoying part about where we lived, because she would constantly knock on her. She was an old lady, like an elderly old lady, and would constantly knock on our door with just random antics. One day, the most annoying stick out story is one day I hear a knock at my door playing video games, and I'm like thinking, it was very faint, but I was like, it's a knock. So I go open the door, and she's laying on the ground in front of my front door. And I'm like, well, we lived on the second floor. I was worried she's going to fall down the stairs. I'm like, what the hell? Excuse me. What's going on here? And, she was belligerently drunk. Her boyfriend had just broken up with her because he had inherited a lot of money and said, screw you, I'm out of here. And so she had relapsed on alcohol and had fallen or something like that. I had to pick her up, get her back in her apartment, call her daughter who didn't live in town, called 911. The fire department comes and they're basically like, well, she's not, like, we can't take her because she's telling us she doesn't want to go. We put her to bed. She's sleeping, she's laying down now. That's about all we can do. And then they left. And, then the next morning I get a text from her or a text followed by a knock at my door with a note and some like cookies she had pulled out of her cabinet that were really like old and expired. And was like apologizing for being so drunk that she had to knock on my door the day before. And that made that house a complete nightmare, to be honest.
How long, you said you had to deal with her almost every day?
Not every day. I mean, she would talk to us multiple times a week. I'd say the amount of times I had to deal with her being that drunk like that, at least 5 times in the course that I lived there. So
that's a lot,
which was a year. Yeah, in a year. And it mostly did have to do with her boyfriend coming and going. That happened like 3 times.
But you said she was an old lady.
Yeah, she was in like probably like her late 60s, early 70s. So she was an older lady for sure. Daughter didn't live in town. This was just like a small apartment on the north side of town in Bellingham there,
Okay.
And she was the only neighbor that was like that. All of our other neighbors were really great. Just her. And she still calls me and leaves voicemails.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. She probably thinks you still live there
or something like that, man. There's something, I don't know. If you live next to someone who's borderline elderly, you just know that you're going to have to help. Because our old neighbor, she was a much older lady. They finally put her in a home 2 or 3 years ago, I guess. And she was very, very kind. But, like, we get a knock on the door one Sunday. It's about 8:30 at night. And she can't figure out how to use her washer and dryer. She's convinced they're broken. Do I know how to fix them? So I said, I don't know how to fix appliances. No, I don't. You should call someone. She kind of asked, can you just take a look at it? And basically, she just didn't know what she was doing. There was absolutely nothing wrong with the washer and dryer, but still, it's like 40 minutes. I'm right. I don't want to be here. And then when it snowed, and it does not snow here much, thankfully, but when it does, you know, you go out to shovel your driveway. Well, it's a shared driveway. And I know it sucks, and I know this is just, it's me being a D, but my wife's like, you know we have to shovel the whole thing, right? Because she cannot physically do this. And I'm like, God damn it. My wife's like, stop being, I'm like, look.
Was it in the courtyard back there?
Being mean. You know my driveway, right?
Yeah. Wait, so, this is your new house or your old house?
The current house.
Oh, okay, no.
So she lives in the house closest to the street. So basically to get from my
door. You had to shovel it.
Yes. It, like my neighbor on the other side, he shovels his part. We shovel our part. And then it's the, you know, we have to shovel this part. And then I got to shovel her walkway. And look, sure. It's not about being mean. It's just when you have an elderly neighbor, you just take on more responsibility. And then you would like help her move plants. It's just, but as soon as they see you, they're going to ask. So you can have a bad day at work, walking up the driveway, you're muttering under your breath. Oh, there you are. Can you help me?
I've been waiting for you.
And I can't say no. No. You know, I'm like, sure, I would love to. She did reward me once with a warm Heineken that she kept in the pantry.
Awesome.
Nice.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-RUN.
I dealt with a dumbass family member who is not elderly.
All right.
And they were like, I'm waiting for the, you know, landlord to come over. The dryer doesn't work. And me and my other cousin were like, let's just go look at it. And they were like, you know, it was pretty simple. It's like, yeah, when's the last time you cleaned this filter?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Right? Just something simple like that. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're not a dumb person, but, like, you didn't think about, like, the lint thing or, like, you know, sometimes, like, I'm not a handy person, but sometimes it's not that hard.
It's
just
really
like,
all right,
let's make sure this is clean.
Unplug it, plug it back in.
Right, like, right. Maybe check the filter.
You can literally look up troubleshooting techniques for almost anything in your home. That includes your dryer. And that will probably be the number one.
Check your lint filter.
The lint filter.
Not only that, it's a fire hazard.
Yes.
Like a massive
one. Without question. It is. Very much so.
I had a neighbor, the last place that I lived before I moved. I think I've told you guys about it before. I called him basically the Snow White of Tacoma.
All right.
This
was
guy,
he a coke dealer?
No, he was just one with the animals, one with the local wildlife all over the place, right? So at first it started out, he had bird feeders all around his backyard, which is fine. I've got cats. They love looking at the birds that are flying around the feeders out back there. We walked back. He was a very nice dude. He really was. He was a very, very nice dude.
But you don't like him.
No, I don't. Because later on, all of a sudden now there's raccoons running around the back of my yard.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. You know, they are attracted to bird feeders. They will go into places that they're not supposed to be. And they ended up in the trees that were in his yard that overstretched into my place and whatnot. So it's like, all right, that makes sense. Until I realized that he was actually going out later on at night. I don't remember if I came home late at night. I don't remember if I just was walking by the window at the right time. But all of a sudden, his back porch light came on. I saw him walk out. And literally, two raccoons came running out of the bushes up to him. I have never seen raccoons in my life approach humans.
Right.
They ran after this dude. And he goes back with just loaves of bread. And he's just starting to toss it back there for the raccoons. I'm like, he's feeding the doggone raccoons out here. But the kicker is that the raccoons are fine. They're kind of weird. I freaked out just because, oh, my God, raccoon, right? Whatever. The problem is that raccoons wasn't the only thing he was attracting. He also brought in a doggone skunk. And where did that skunk go? It took shelter underneath my shed. And so I'd let my dog out in the safe confines of my backyard, and he would say, hey, look, skunk, buddy. And he'd run up to it, psst, and he got sprayed twice within 2 months.
Because this guy keeps feeding.
Because Snow White out here just has to be one with the animals. It's like.
Did you say anything?
No.
Like, hey, man, my dog got sprayed by the skunk that you basically have invited to live in my yard.
I think I did mention that a skunk had sprayed my dog. He's like, oh, no, that's awful. That's what the smell is. It's like, yeah, it is. Maybe it's because you're feeding animals.
By the way, you still have $200 left to pay on your Pet Solutions account.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you live? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.